We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by new Eagles defensive coordinator Todd Bowles. And listen, I know it's a very, very busy week for you. A couple of questions, if I may.
Sure.
And I don't pretend like you're going to spell out the entire what your game plan is going to be against the Atlanta Falcons here, but I'm going to give it a shot. How do you incorporate, Todd, what your scheme is into what is in place here moving forward? This is not necessarily the scheme that you drew up.
You know, we're doing self-scouting, and the wide nine is the wide nine. And you try to incorporate and tweak things as you see fit during the season. And us doing the self-scouting stuff gives me a good idea of what things need to be done going forward.
What do you think you have? You've been here for six games. I mean, do you think you have a good, talented group of players who can bring that versatility that you like?
I mean, I think we have a very talented group of players. We just got to finish ball games and close them out at the end.
Yeah. How frustrating was Sunday for you? I mean, the whole coaching staff must have been gut-wrenching. Yeah,
still gut-wrenching. You know, you got to win those type of ball games. We didn't win. We can't cry about it. We got 10 games left. We got to get on our horse and get ready to go.
Todd, is this defense, I mean, when we spoke here, when you became the secondary coach, you listed some principles that you believe in. You got to play with intelligence. You got to be physical, fearless. I mean, this doesn't change, right? You're still looking for the same things.
No, it's all the same. We try to preach that from day one. You know, part of it, the players have to play. Part of it, the coaches have to coach. And together, we've got to come together, and we got to make this thing work.
How do you motivate players? What's your ways of doing it? You're not a yeller and screamer.
There's
right?
different switches for different guys. I have times where I go off the handle, but you know there are guys that get it on the first try when you can talk to them. There are guys that need to be motivated that you got to yell at them and push them and get them going and crack the whip. And there are guys that you got to coddle a little bit. But you know everybody's different. Mm-hmm. All of them are different. You got to get to know your players and. The main thing is they have to know and understand what you're trying to do and bring it together.
And you know the players outside of the secondary enough to know who to hug and who to.
Yeah, we're around each other all day.
Okay.
You know, it's not about getting to know them; it's getting to play.
Yeah.
And however that works, we got to work. They understand it as grown men, and we understand it as coaches that we got to help each other.
When you say self-scout, I'm not sure fans really understand what that is. Is it? Does that mean you literally look at every single play, every single call through the first six games?
Well, we'll look at runs by formation and things that hurt us and things that try to attack our scheme, and we'll try to adjust those things from there as well as the passes and formations, schemes, plays, frequency of plays, and what we're getting to open our eyes a little more and make adjustments going forward in the second half.
Is a scheme that much different from Philadelphia to Dallas to New York to Washington? In the NFL, is it tremendously different from one team to the next?
It is, depending on the coordinator. You know, everybody has their own system and how they watch film and how they want their team to play, whether it be at 3-4 blitzing, wide 9, 4-3, but you have to kind of put your own spin on it as far as protecting or exposing your 11 guys. Who needs the help the most that week and who doesn't need the help? And you got to kind of scheme that way, and as addition to stopping the offense.
I know it's been a crazy day. Are you able to put into words how you feel right now?
Still pissed off from Sunday.
Yeah.
So
good.
You know,
I like to hear that.
We got 2 weeks of being pissed off. We haven't played a game yet, and we got to get to work.
Yeah. In Miami, you had time to kind of build. I mean, there's not a ton of time here to get this thing together. Tell fans how it kind of works. How. Is it dramatically changed between now and next week? Do we know yet?
It dramatically changes if the scoreboard changes.
Okay.
We win, it's great. We lose, it doesn't dramatically change.
Right.
We have to make it dramatically change.
A lot of feedback from players today?
A couple of texts here and there. We're with you. We're ready to go and those type of things. Just ready to get to work.
And so I hope you didn't have plans for the bye week prior to this day.
No, I didn't have any plans for the bye week.
Okay.
I got my work cut out for me.
Todd, how much time will you spend, you know, kind of breaking down things before you get into Atlanta? Is it all this week you get into what you've done, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday you start looking at Atlanta? How's it work?
We've been doing all this week, but we've been looking at Atlanta also. So we're trying to study ourselves in the morning and look at a little bit of Atlanta here and there. But first we got to fix the things we need to fix before we move forward.
Are you pleased with how the secondary has come along here through six games? I mean, Dominique playing very well, Nnamdi playing very well, Brandon stepping up at the slot position. The safety's playing very well. Talk about that group.
Those guys come in and work hard. You know, we left some plays out there. They'll be the first ones to tell you that. And we're trying to be perfect. We're not perfect, but we got better. We can get even better. I don't think we scratched the surface yet of how good those guys can be. And we're going to go about it next week and make sure that happens.
You excited to be back calling the signals for the defense, calling the game?
Oh, yeah. It'll be a great excitement for me. I think it's more for the players, though. And those guys work the hardest, and they deserve a chance to win. I'm just trying to help them.
Do you believe coaches make players better players, or players make coaches better coaches?
I think it goes hand in hand. Mm-hmm. If you have a lot of talent and you can sit back and say, get them, yeah, they probably can make you better. If you don't have a lot of talent, then your coaching expertise comes in. But, you know, there are times where they're going to bail you out on the field and make athletic plays because they're phenomenal athletes. And there are times, most of the time, as a coach, you just try to guide them in the right direction and make sure they understand the principles when they see things that aren't normal.
Last thing, who out there in the history of kind of defensive coaching that you've been studying that you've looked at and said, boy, I really admire that coach's creativity? Or have there been coaches that you've kind of modeled the creativity part after?
The coach I played for with the Washington Redskins, Richie Pettibone, and a lot of people don't know him, but he was phenomenal at that time as an X's and O's coach. And Emmett Thomas was my defensive back coach for my whole career, except for one. Then that was Ray Rhodes. You know, those guys taught me a lot of, you can only scheme but so much, but your fundamentals and your principles shouldn't go anywhere.
Okay.
You know, if you can mix that in with some of the X's and O's, you'll have a successful career.
Well, those are great coaches to model your basics of coaching after. I mean, we know Richie Pettibone here. He kicked the Eagles' rear ends for a long time, and Emmett and Ray were here, and great defenses here.
The guy I've been with in Miami, Mike Nolan.
Mike Nolan, who you'll see against the Atlanta Falcons,
he's
right?
He's helped me out tremendously, too, and you know, he's also an outstanding coach.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, Todd Bowles. Thank you for stopping by today. Have a great week, and let's get that bad taste out of the mouth against the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Dave.
All right, Todd Bowles on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.